Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Nicki Minaj is coming after Megan Thee Stallion again. But before we get into the continued beef, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say the groundhog in the room? Because today is Groundhog Day and it is very underwhelming. So 40% of the time, Punxsutawney Phil is correct 100% of the time. He's not very good at his accurate predictions. But this morning he did not see his shadow, because usually he always be seeing his shadow because he's seen it 107 times. But this is the first time since 2020 that he predicted an early spring, and the 21st time since records were kept. So spring's coming, hopefully, because it's too cold.
Winter sucks.
Winter sucks. So shout out to him. So glad we have a groundhog for this special occasion. But anyway, back to Nicki. So Nicki has compared Megan Thee Stallion's interview with Gayle King a couple years ago about Tory Lanez shooting her in the foot to when Rihanna did the same thing in 2009 when she got hit by Chris Brown. And she's saying that Megan is basically just seeking sympathy.
Now you go on Gayle King. This is so obvious. She wanted a Rihanna moment so bad. Rihanna never would milk something like that, because Rihanna knows that she was a superstar with or without sympathy. She's beautiful with or without sympathy.
And Nicki's like, if I had done the same thing, people would have come for me because I'm the queen of rap.
But when you need constant sympathy and then try to stop my song from coming out, if Nicki Minaj had done any of those things, oh, y'all would have a lot to say. But I understand, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I am the queen, okay?
So I'm assuming she's taking a shot at her for going on Gayle King and getting all of that national recognition, and then later everybody found out that she actually lied on when she was speaking to Gayle. I think that's what Nicki is trying to get at here.
Yeah.
What was she lying about?
They asked her if she had any relations with Tory Lanez, and she said no. And then when they went to court, she was forced to admit that they did actually have relations. Okay. And so people kind of, I guess her reputation took a hit because she was lying.
But she wasn't lying about the shooting, just that.
Yeah, it's hard to fake that. But anyway, she's continuing to dig deep on this beef, and it's so embarrassing for Nicki at this point. All right, all women have at least one uncomfortable experience with a man, especially if you date them. And Heidi Klum is revealing the nastiest way a guy ever tried to pick her up on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
What is the most cringe thing a guy has ever done to get your attention?
They put their wiener in the popcorn box.
Sorry. Hold on. Please.
No, they didn't.
Explain this.
You know, when they hold the popcorn box and you just keep eating, and all of a sudden I was like... Yes, there was more in the popcorn box as it was sitting on his lap.
Shut the f*** up.
No, he poked like a little hole. You know, those things are like, what are those? Cardboard?
Type. Yeah, cardboard little popcorn box.
Yes. Dug a hole in the bottom, shoved his little wiener sausage through it. And as I'm munching down,
you're like,
yes.
Whoa.
There it was.
It was like an old wives' tale that a dude would do that.
I didn't think that really happened.
It was in a movie. Tommy will probably remember what movie this was. I can't remember what it was.
The guy who put his pee-pee in the popcorn box, her hand in there, she grabbed it instead of popcorn.
I can't remember.
There's so much about this that bothers me. There's a lot of salt in that popcorn, and you're putting your wiener in there.
you're worried. No.
That's what bothers you.
It's not the salt. It's the assault that I'm working for.
It was on the Chappelle show.
It was what? So
on the Chappelle show.
No, it was a different one.
Gross.
I did not think that was a thing that actually happened.
No. As a man, I would never recover from Heidi Klum calling my pee-pee a little wiener sausage.
Yeah, she had to add the little in there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she did. You do something like that to a woman, you get to be called little wiener sausage.
Uh-huh.
Did you find it?
Apparently, it's like a thing in movies, and it's been in a whole bunch of different. The history of the movie theater popcorn trick. So I haven't read through it.
But. Oh, it's a trick. The internet calls it a trick. Women here call it assault. Yes, so. Right. Love that for us. Okay, I'm so excited because one of my favorite shows is making a comeback later this year. Bridgerton season 3. We got a little sneak preview yesterday. We got to see a sweet little sexual tension scene between the two leads, and it's already gotten me so hyped. But if you also love Bridgerton, there's going to be a pre-screening on Valentine's Day. So if you don't have plans like me, because nobody loves us, you can go to BridgertonS3NetflixVirtualScreenings.com/RSVP. That's super long. So go to our podcast and write it down, and you can sign up to watch it at 10 a.m. on Valentine's Day with me.
I'm fairly certain I'm the only dude in the country that loves that show.
That's so good. You're not.
Yeah, yeah. The only one that will admit it. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There you go. We can watch it together after the show in a couple weeks. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.